Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Well, they finally did it. This is Matt Shook from Locked On Pistons, where Detroit now has a new head basketball coach, hiring Dwayne Casey on Monday and signing him to a five-year deal. The former Toronto Raptors leader, a finalist for this season's NBA Coach of the Year, will make just over $35 million over the course of the deal. The Pistons were also looking at Ime Udoka, the Spurs assistant, and Michigan coach John Beilein until the latter pulled out of consideration late last week. The Pistons were criticized for taking nearly a month after the season to fire former coach and president of basketball operations Stan Van Gundy. Similarly, this hire was made 34 days after Stan Van Gundy's departure and just 10 days before next week's NBA draft. Also complicating matters is that the Pistons don't have a general manager or most of the front office in place yet, with veteran Ed Stefanski running the show as a powerful advisor to owner Tom Gores. Stefanski was working with former Toronto executive Brian Colangelo when Casey was hired by the Raptors in 2011. Casey had a nice run in the North, taking the team to five straight playoff appearances and winning 59 games and the East top seed this past season. However, three straight playoff exits against LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers ended Casey's run in the six, a move to shake things up without tinkering with the core of a talented guard-led roster. In Detroit, he'll have the challenge of a unique roster led by high-priced frontcourt players in Blake Griffin and Andre Drummond. Casey could also be without his right-hand man, as Toronto offensive assistant Nick Nurse, credited with revamping the attack this past season, is the main candidate to replace him in the big seat in Toronto, according to Locked On Raptors host Sean Woodley on our Monday show. In Detroit, there's limited roster flexibility and the baggage of a decade of futility since the end of the going-to-work glory days. It's a tough crowd around Detroit these days, as most of the team's former fan base sees a rebuild as the best path forward. Gores seems uninterested in that again, with $35 million to a veteran coach becoming the latest evidence that the owner is full speed ahead. Casey was the best option out there, especially considering a wild search that included Kenny Smith and Jason Kidd, rumored candidates who were received in Detroit about as good as a foreign car. As a singular move, it's a good one, hiring Casey, although the Pistons had to pay a tax of sorts in the form of an extra year in the deal to get their guy because of the malaise around the franchise. Similarly, it was the only way to get Stan Van Gundy 4 years ago, giving him the front office control back when that was a common move around the league. How you feel about the Blake Griffin trade in January probably colors how you feel about this move, but from where I sit, this team is in better position for success than they were in January. The Pistons will now be burdened with not only living to the promise of getting back to the playoffs, but proving to critics that they can advance past the perceived ceiling of also-rans, a challenge Casey couldn't push through before. But, for better or worse, he'll have a few years to get it done in Detroit. So that's the news. That's the clip that I sent out at the open of this show to all of the NBA shows on the Locked On Network, a little peek behind the curtain there as when there's a big story breaking, we send out a clip to be played on all the shows as you've heard me play on this show before. And as you know, we'll have plenty more about the Dwayne Casey hiring. I'll have some more thoughts. We'll go a little bit deeper today and as the summer and week progresses, obviously, too. But first, you should go back and check out Monday's episode that we had with Sean Woodley of Locked On Raptors. I kind of had a feeling that this was going to happen early this week, so it was nice to get Sean on to talk about Dwayne Casey, and I figured if this news broke on Monday, that would serve as kind of a nice little placeholder as far as getting some thoughts and getting everything you need to know about Dwayne Casey. Sean's been covering the Raptors for a few years, so he knows all about the Dwayne Casey era there and what to expect, so everything you kind of need to know about the move is pretty well encapsulated in that interview right there, but we'll move the conversation forward today a little bit. Woodley talked about an anecdote from Casey's early days in Toronto where one of the sayings was pound the rock from Casey, and the coach actually brought in a boulder into the Raptors locker room. It's something that they joke about in Toronto a little bit now. And as a Lions fan, I had a little Rod Marinelli PTSD about that pound the rock phrase, but I'm going to tell you a little bit later about why this move also conjures up some thoughts about the Detroit Lions in terms of another coach from the more recent past of the team. In addition, we're going to cover some of the reaction from some of the fans out there. We'll read some of your tweets about what you think about the move. Anyways, Check out also the Locked On NBA show this week. We got the mock draft coming. Very popular episode from last year. All the teams serve as war room people. I've been trying to find out some trades or find out some ways for the Pistons to get into the mock first round. Haven't been able to do it quite yet, but maybe you'll see me pop up possibly on that show, although I'm very doubtful about that now. But you should definitely check it out as you prepare for the June 21st draft. We'll have that show coming out this week as we're here on the Locked On Podcast Network, the local experts on the biggest stories.
Yes, sir!
So let's talk about Dwayne Casey. We all know about his last seven seasons with the Toronto Raptors by now, but kind of turn back the clock a little bit here as we get to know the new coach here in Detroit. He's from a small town in Kentucky. He played at the University of Kentucky for the Wildcats back in the late 1970s, even winning a national title there as a junior in 1979. Casey never played basketball professionally. He went into coaching at UK right away. Under coach Eddie Sutton, he was caught up in a paying players scandal and fled the country, basically, although it seems like he was a little bit exonerated in that as time went on, but he didn't really flee the country, but it kind of seems like it. So, because before coming to the NBA, Casey coached professionally in Japan and also took the Japan national team to the World Championship in the early 80s for the first time that Japan had ever reached that level. His first NBA coaching gig for Dwayne Casey was as an assistant coach in Seattle for 12 years, coaching under George Karl, Paul Westphal, and Nate McMillan. During his run there, he was with the Gary Payton, Sean Kemp teams, going to the NBA Finals in 1996 with George Karl there, losing to Jordan's Chicago Bulls, maybe the best team ever, so not much of a slouch or black mark on your record there for losing that one. From there, Casey coached two seasons in his first head coaching job, starting in 2005 with the Minnesota Timberwolves. A horrific run there. He didn't even get through year two. Those were Kevin Garnett's last two seasons in Minnesota. Didn't even finish it out in year two, as Randy Whitman finished the season for him as an interim coach, but he stayed on after that as the miserable post-KG run started after that. After Minnesota, Casey was hired by Rick Carlisle as an assistant coach in Dallas, culminating his four-season run in Dallas Big D with another championship in 2011. I guess his first championship as a coach, but another appearance in the NBA Finals, his second time there, leading to his reemergence with the Toronto Raptors. If you would have asked NBA fans in 2007, when he was fired by Minnesota, if Dwayne Casey would ever return as a head coach, he probably would have said no, but then he was in high demand as kind of the defensive coach for the Dallas Mavericks there with Dirk Nowitzki, made that run against the Miami Heat. So some true bona fides there with the Seattle Supersonics and Minnesota Timberwolves in his assistant runs. And then a nice run, obviously, with the Toronto Raptors in his reemergence in a seven-year run there, won four division titles with the Raptors in the Atlantic there. So now I wanted to point out something I saw from Michael Rand, a writer for the Minneapolis Star Tribune. He had a blog post this year after Casey was fired from Toronto, as he kind of looked back on his time with the Minnesota Timberwolves about a decade before that. And he sums up how I feel maybe in some ways about this. And I quote from Michael Rand, "I have a feeling Raptors fans are about to experience the same longing for Casey after the news that he was fired as Toronto's head coach. Casey's teams made the playoffs in each of the past 5 years, reaching the conference finals a few years back and the second round in each of the past 2 years," end quote. Now, some of the rhetoric and some of the talk about Dwayne Casey in Toronto, a lot of it really reminds me of some of the things that I said about Jim Caldwell when he was fired by the Detroit Lions in January. And their plights kind of mirror each other. Obviously, it's different sports, so it's a little bit of apples and oranges there. Casey and Caldwell were both second-time head coaches in the leagues that they were directing teams under. They both were credited with changing the culture, got things turned around in the right direction without a doubt, but it was perceived that they weren't the right guy to move the franchise past a certain point. Now, obviously, to come in here and point out that they're both black dudes, and some of the knocks on them are as coaches are reflective of the culture we have here a little bit, especially in sports. And there's a larger discussion to be had about that, and maybe we'll have that someday, and we will have it in bits and pieces here on Locked On Pistons. But you hear some of the same criticisms of Caldwell and Casey, that they have bad in-game management, that maybe technically they're not as strong as coaches, but and they're not really up to the challenge and the pressure of game day types of things. And a lot of the credit for the offensive changes that the Raptors have made have gone to assistant coach Nick Nurse, you know, a white dude there as well. And again, I'm not going to dwell on this. It's not going to be something we're going to get into big time today, but it is characteristic that we've seen from the perception of black coaches from time to time. And it's something we have to analyze on a case-by-case basis and make sure that we're not falling into some kind of, you know, form of racism, really, in some ways. And being a great culture coach and maybe struggling with in-game decisions doesn't sound like, you know, a horrific aspect or a horrific brand of racism. And certainly, if that's as bad as it gets when talking about coaches these days, then maybe we're in a decent place with this kind of discussion overall, all things considered. But it's just something to keep in mind as you're talking to your buddies about, you know, Coach Casey and about things like, you know, black coaches and in the sports environment that we have here. We need our narratives. We need our opinions in nice little boxes. And as a daily sports podcast with a shorter format, certainly we're guilty of that a little bit in terms of baking things down too simply in some cases in all directions. But it's something I wanted to point out as we start breaking down Casey and discussing Dwayne Casey as the Detroit Pistons basketball coach. And certainly it's nice to have a black coach on the sidelines. We had it with Maurice Cheeks before with the Pistons. Michael Curry is another name I'm thinking off the top of my head here off some of the coaches that we've had with the Detroit Pistons past. Those guys were not as successful, and maybe that's a good thing to have a black guy in charge of the coaching for the Pistons, especially when you move down to Detroit. You're in the city now. You want to connect with the black fan base down in Detroit and all Metro Detroit and all Michigan around the world, obviously, as well. And maybe Dwayne Casey will have a good way of going about doing that. As a guy who's the first thing that Sean Woodley of Locked On Raptors talked about is how good of a guy that Dwayne Casey is. He seems to be a great, you know, spokesperson and a great face of the franchise for the Pistons. And it'll be a nice thing for the city of Detroit and for the Detroit Pistons to have a guy of high character, whoever he is, whatever race he is, to be running the show with the Pistons. But I'm going to get into some of the fan reactions, see what you guys are saying on Twitter about the move here on Locked On Pistons, as we got you covered here on the Locked On Network, your team every day. Couple of notes from Pistons Nation. As the Detroit Pistons have hired Dwayne Casey on Monday to be the 36th coach in franchise history, dating back to the Fort Wayne days there. Just got on Twitter and wanted to jump on and share some of the more interesting thoughts that I saw and opinions from some of you guys out there. First, Aaron Johnson, a Palace of Pistons, he's been on the show before, he tweets, "One positive about Dwayne Casey, he trusts and uses his young players. Last year, Toronto had one of the best benches in the NBA, and it was made up of young pieces in Fred VanVleet, Pascal Siakam, and DeLon Wright. Excited to see how Stanley Johnson and Luke Kennard develop under him." That's a good point. Obviously, with Stanley Johnson and Luke Kennard being these only young, intriguing pieces that we're talking about, that's a problem in and of itself, but it'll be interesting to see how those young players kind of go forward. You see that veteran coaches with like Dwayne Casey, who's been around it a little bit longer, maybe they're more willing to give some of those young guys chances, something that Stan Van Gundy really wasn't able to do and hasn't been pegged to do throughout his coaching career. Brady Klopfer, who's a writer for SB Nation nationally, he says, "I really like Dwayne Casey for Detroit. I really don't like Detroit for Dwayne Casey." And that's something I talked about throughout the last week or so, is that maybe Dwayne Casey wasn't all that interested in the Detroit job, given that he's got a nice check from the Toronto Raptors and, you know, possibly better options out there next summer, but maybe he didn't want to wait. Maybe he said, 61 years old, I'm going to scratch this itch as much as I can, get this 5 years in with Detroit, possibly longer, and then maybe call it a career after that. And when you get into your 60s, it's hard to take a year off. And when I'm sitting here as a 35-year-old guy, that might be an easier thing to say. But, you know, especially when the money's out there, the demand's out there. And it sounded like, from what David Aldridge of TNT is reporting, it's throughout the day on Twitter as well, that maybe Dwayne Casey as of Friday wasn't really all that interested in taking the job, but a full court press from Tom Gores and the management team of the Pistons, as small as it is right now, in terms of going after him, maybe giving him some more leeway in terms of the assistant coaches that he'll ultimately hire, and not sticking him with some of the guys that the Pistons front office had in mind. Maybe that was the turning point, the thing that proved to Dwayne Casey that this is where he needs to be here in Detroit. Brad Galley of Channel 7 went ahead and pointed out that the last Pistons coach to last 5 years, which is the amount of deal and the contract for Dwayne Casey, was Chuck Daly. So going back all those years, and alluding to the last segment I talked about, a couple of the other black coaches that have been in charge of the Pistons are Don Chaney and Alvin Gentry over the years too. So not really a great past in terms of the Pistons having a black coach on the sidelines, and maybe there's something to that for whatever reason. And we will see if Dwayne Casey is able to turn things around. I don't mean that there's something to that in a way that there was something wrong with those coaches, but maybe the environment in Detroit, for whatever reason, hadn't been conducive to success in those categories. I tend to think that it's just because the time that those guys happened to be coaches, obviously in the post-Bad Boys era, there wasn't a lot of winning going on with any coach. And in the post-going-to-work era, there wasn't a lot of winning in any coaches, as they cycled through so many coaches over the past 10 years or so. And the post-Bad Boys era, you had guys like Ron Rothstein in there too. And then you go into the George Irvin days before Rick Carlisle was able to come into a good situation and, to his credit, help turn it around as well. Moving on to Jordan of at 416 Basketball, a Toronto Raptors writer that I found across the web, says, Dwayne Casey has never run a play for a big man in his life, and now he's got to run plays for Blake Griffin and Andre Drummond. And obviously, tactically, that's something to keep an eye on, as that was kind of the forte in Toronto, was to hand things over to DeMar DeRozan and Kyle Lowry and let those guys work. It changed a little bit over the years, but to see a primary front court attack like the Pistons have is a unique thing for any coach, and especially Dwayne Casey, who's been running the show with perimeter players for the past few years. David Fernandez, who hosts the Above the Cylinder podcast about the Pistons and writes for Detroit Bad Boys as well, David says, Dwayne Casey was my second favorite choice behind Bud for the Pistons. Results matter, and Casey delivered in Toronto, bringing a poor and completely forgettable franchise to the national spotlight. He may not have been able to beat LeBron James, but I'm happy to have him in Detroit. Certainly similar situations, I guess, that they're walking into as far as teams that aren't on the uptick right now. And Casey was able to turn it around in Toronto, and we'll be able to see that if he's able to make the full turnaround here in Detroit as well. James Edwards III of The Athletic has a nice article about Dwayne Casey in Detroit. Calls it the low-risk, high-reward move, and that's certainly seems to be true. Tom Gore isn't really putting himself out there with this move. He was the guy that was the number one name in terms of coaching openings right now, a name that's been linked to the Pistons ever since a couple of the other coaching positions have been filled throughout the NBA, and obviously he wasn't going back to Toronto, as he was just fired there. So Dwayne Casey is now the coach of your Detroit Pistons. I'm excited to have this coaching search behind us. Next up is GM. Hopefully after that, that move is made before the draft, so we can focus on that and then get into July free agency and then maybe into some rest and some other things that we're going to do here on Locked On Pistons in August as well. And then it's training camp time in September. So the summer is moving by, not all that quickly at times, but it is certainly moving. And now the Pistons have a coach, so we can rest easy a little bit there, knowing that a capable and strong coach is going to be leading the Detroit Pistons in the future, and we will see how it turns out for this franchise. And I'm enjoying going along for this ride with you guys, and we'll see how Dwayne Casey steers the ship here in the coming years. But this is Matt Shook, your host of Locked On Pistons. Thanks for listening, everyone, and welcome to Detroit to Coach Dwayne Casey.